Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the Minor Prophets, Day 8. Today we begin our study of Hosea with meanings and messages. James Montgomery Boyce once said, "What is the story of Hosea if it is not the story of ourselves as members of that body which is the bride of Christ? We are Gomer, and God is Hosea. He married us when we were unclean. He knew that we would prove unfaithful again and again. He knew that we would forsake him. Still, he loved us and purchased us to himself through Christ's atonement." Today's text is Hosea chapters 1 and 2. "The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, 'Go, take to yourself a wife of whoredom, and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord.' So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, 'Call his name Jezreel, for in just a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And on that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel.' She conceived again and bore a daughter. And the Lord said to him, 'Call her name No Mercy, for I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all, but I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword or by war or by horses or by horsemen.' When she had weaned No Mercy, she conceived and bore a son. And the Lord said, 'Call his name Not My People, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, it shall be said to them, Children of the living God. And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint for themselves one head, and they shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Say to your brothers, You are my people, and to your sisters, You have received mercy. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband, that she put away her whoring from her face and her adultery from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and make her as in the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and make her like a parched land, and kill her with thirst. Upon her children also I will have no mercy, because they are children of whoredom. For their mother has played the whore. She who conceived them has acted shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore, I will hedge up her way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her, so that she cannot find her paths. She shall pursue her lovers, but not overtake them, and she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better for me then than now. And she did not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil, and who lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore I will take back my grain in its time, and my wine in its season, and I will take away my wool and my flax, which were to cover her nakedness. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one shall rescue her out of my hand. and I will put an end to all her mirth, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her appointed feasts. And I will lay waste her vines and her fig trees, of which she said, "These are my wages, which my lovers have given me." I will give them a forest, and the beast of the field shall devour them. And I will punish her for the feast days of the Baals, when she burned offerings to them and adorned herself with her ring and jewelry and went after her lovers and forgot me, declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. And in that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall be remembered by name no more. And I will make for them a covenant on that day with the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety. And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. And in that day I will answer, declares the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth, and the earth shall answer the grain, the wine, and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow her for myself in the land, and I will have mercy on no mercy, and I will say to not my people, you are my people. And he shall say, you are my God. The book of Hosea consists primarily of prophetic poetry. When they think of poetry, most people assume it is difficult to read and understand. But Walter Brueggemann describes the poetry of Hosea as shattering, evocative speech that breaks fixed conclusions and presses us always toward new, dangerous, imaginative possibilities. Hosea is full of vivid language that disrupts the normalcy to foreshadow the future. Hosea opens with a narrative that is both shocking and symbolic. God calls his prophet Hosea to marry a prostitute named Gomer and have children with her. The marriage is a symbolic prophecy that portrays God's redemptive love for the nation of Israel that has betrayed his love through spiritual unfaithfulness. The names in chapter 1 of Hosea are filled with prophetic meaning. Hosea means salvation. Gomer comes from the Hebrew verb gamar, which means to complete or fulfill. God will complete his picture of salvation for his people through the marriage of Hosea and Gomer. The names of the three children carry profound future implications. God instructs Hosea to name his first son Jezreel. A short historical lesson highlights the significance of this name. Hosea prophesied during the reign of Jeroboam II, somewhere in the middle of the 8th century BC, in the northern kingdom known as Israel. While the southern kingdom, Judah, had stability, the northern kingdom was completely unstable. One of the most wicked events of the northern kingdom occurred at the hand of Jeroboam's grandfather, Jehu. Jehu led a revolt against Ahab, Jezebel, and the Jehoram dynasty. Jehu murdered King Jehoram and threw his body into Naboth's vineyard to avenge the death of Naboth. The place where all of this occurred was Jezreel. Hosea named his firstborn after the location of this famous massacre, which is like saying, Jeroboam, your end is coming soon. The name Jezreel means God sows or God scatters. In other words, Jeroboam, you will reap what you sowed. The same violence that began with your family will happen to you and your family, and they will be scattered. The symbolism continues with the name of the second child, a daughter named Lo-Ruhamah. This name means no mercy shown or unloved. Warren Wiersbe writes, God had loved his people and proved it in many ways, but now he would withdraw that love and no longer show them mercy. The expression of God's love is certainly unconditional, but our enjoyment of that love is conditional and depends on our faith and obedience. If you've got questions about that, you can see Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 12, and 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1. God would allow the Assyrians to swallow up the northern kingdom, but he would protect the southern kingdom of Judah. That's from Isaiah 36 and 37 and 2 Kings 19. Lo Ammi was the third child. That's from Hosea 1 verses 8 and 9. And his name meant, not my people. Not only would God remove his mercy from his people, but he would also renounce the covenant he had made with them. The naming of the three children pointed to a future time when Israel would suffer the consequences of their unfaithfulness and be called, not my people. But the grace of God is never far away from those who put their faith in him. Wiersbe provides this clear and concise explanation. God will one day change these names. Not my people will become my people. An unloved will become my loved one. These new names reflect the nation's new relationship with God, for all of them will be the sons of the living God. Judah and Israel will unite as one nation and submit to God's ruler, and the centuries-old division will be healed. Instead of Jezreel being a place of slaughter and judgment, it will be a place of sowing, where God will joyfully sow his people in their own land and cause them to prosper. Some questions to consider. In what ways is Hosea's marriage symbolic of your unfaithfulness to God and his steadfast love? How does God's judgment, followed by restoration, display his holiness and mercy? And finally, how significant is the meaning behind Hosea's marriage and the names of his children? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.